If you're on hold, stay there. We will get back to your telephone calls. But as promised, we are joined right now by the head golf pro at Arroyo Tribuco Golf Club in Mission Viejo. That is less than 30 minutes from where I'm broadcasting from right now by car. He finished tied for 15th place at the PGA Championship at Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, New York at one over par. That earns him an exemption into the field for next year's PGA Championship. He moved up over 3,000 spots, if I'm not mistaken, in the official world golf rankings. And he is going to compete on a sponsor exemption this week at the Charles Schwab Challenge in Fort Worth, Texas, which gets underway with the first round tomorrow. Michael Block is my guest. Michael, it is great to have you on. How are things, Michael?
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me, my friend. Things are absolutely insane right now, but I'm enjoying every minute of it.
My man, you are the absolute best. I'm so glad to hear that they are still insane. I want to say that although I do not play, Michael, I've been a member at Shady Canyon for 20 years, so I'm not that far from you. I know everybody around this area knows of you, knows who you are, has played with you. Can you tell me, you finished in a tie for 15th. I mean, has it all even sunk in? How have you gone about processing what happened in the past week?
Well, I've only saw my wife for about another 12 hours after it. I have yet to even see my two boys. They're still there in Orange County. So, it's not. I haven't processed it. I was on a plane Monday morning. I was here in Texas Monday afternoon and played Tuesday. And now I'm doing a lot of interviews today and going to practice this afternoon. So, yeah, I haven't had time to comprehend anything yet.
We're talking to Michael Block. I would imagine it's the ultimate whirlwind. As you look back on last week, you probably haven't even had time to do that. But if I were to get you to look back and just stop for a minute and think about last week, what do you remember most? What sticks out to you the most?
The fans, hands down, the Rochester, New York fans. They were behind me. Like, that's what brought me to tears was how supportive they were and how they knew me. I didn't know how they, I was just blown away how they knew me and how they were supporting me so much. And my big thing was to make, whether it was a par putt, a birdie putt, or a hole-in-one, just make it for them, and they absolutely would lose their mind every time I did, whether it was a bogey, par, or birdie. I mean, it was nuts. And so it was really cool to see that, and I'm starting to get the same vibe here in Texas, too, so it's going to be a fun week.
I was just going to say, Michael, do you think that's kind of a Rochester thing, or do you expect something similar should you play as well this week? Is that more of a, you know, nationwide thing, golf fan thing, as opposed to a Rochester thing?
No, I mean, I came through the gates here at Colonial, and the five gentlemen at the front gate went absolutely nuts when my window went down, and they started yelling Block Party. And that's when reality sank in that everything followed me here to Texas. So it's unreal and surreal that I guess this social media and TV and radio and everything's working pretty well.
Michael Block joining us. Michael, what do you do with that? I mean, you're a 46-year-old guy. You love the game. You love life. And you're right, man, the world's different. It's way different. I'm older than you, but everything is so different now, obviously, because everything always changes. But what's it like to have your entire life change in a moment and have all these things happening? What is this like?
Overwhelming. Thank God I have an unbelievable team behind me of family, friends, and everyone else that's been just hugely supportive of me. And people are literally putting their lives on hold for me, which is endearing, and I owe them a lot after this. And it's been quite a ride, and I'm also happy that they're able to be on the ride at the same time.
You know, I'll tell you what was endearing, what was most endearing. I absolutely loved it. I mean, I'm glad that people you don't know embrace you. But, man, how awesome was it for you to see the video of your friends and the people you teach back home in the home club react the way they did when you hit that ace?
Unbelievable. And my last interview, he asked me if I was going to buy drinks for all of them. And 100%, I'm going to get every name of every person on that video. And when I get back, we're going to have another party because I missed that one. And I'll be buying around for everyone.
Talking to Michael Block. So, Michael, you knew you could play. You always knew that you could play. I'm curious, what was it like, though, to be playing the weekend of a major with the likes of Justin Rose and Rory McIlroy?
Oh, well, first of all, I mean, super intimidating when you first originally think about it. But then, on the second hand, everyone started telling me, wow, Rosie's just a doll and he's just a great guy. And I heard the same thing about Rory. And they were absolutely two of the nicest human beings I've ever met in my life. And they made that circumstance, those 2 days in front of everybody, in front of the world to be very, very comfortable, and as comfortable as it possibly could have been.
We're talking to Michael Block. So, Michael, what about that tee shot on 15 Sunday? When you hit it, how did it feel?
I peered it. I was just trying to hit that green. That green was brutal. Rory just went prior, and he missed it. And he missed the green, got in just a horrible spot. And the wind was strong into us, and all of a sudden it laid down slightly, and I needed that. I needed it to lay down, and literally, I don't know what, for something from above, man, it just, everything happened, and it seemed to almost happen for a reason. But the wind laid down, and I go, let's go. I literally kind of pulled the trigger a little earlier, and I hit it, and I didn't even see it go in. Rory just turns around, gives me a hug, and he goes, that went in the hole. And I'm just like, there's no way. And I didn't believe him. I didn't believe the first 12 people that told me. And then once I finally got up on that green and saw it, it blew my mind.
Michael Block joining us. Michael, in your entire career, like how many aces do you have? Do you know?
Three casual aces in my life, and my first one ever in a tournament. And I've played tons and tons of all types of, you know, tournaments, big and small. And that was the first one in my life in a tournament. And I've always said, I can't believe I've never had one in a tournament. And under those circumstances, oh, man, I picked a good time to do it.
It's incredible. And that Rory had to tell you that it went in and then that you didn't believe him. You used a TaylorMade 7 for that ace. Were you really offered $50,000 for that club?
Yes, I have been. I've been offered multiple people have actually offered to buy it and purchase it now. So, yes, I haven't determined if I'm going to do it or not. But one of the things that also might happen is I might be able to get that thing in a PGA museum. Because I think they might want to do that. And that would be very special to me as a PGA member.
I was going to say, Michael, that sounds like something you would do, and I don't think anybody would fault you at all for taking the money. I don't like talking money with people. I don't. It's none of my business. But can I ask you, as somebody, and you mentioned this, as a club pro, you love what you do, but $50,000 is a lot of money for anybody. You mentioned it. When was the first time in your life that you made $50,000 a year being a club pro? How long ago?
10 years ago?
10 years ago.
I mean, yeah, I mean, maybe 10 to 15, somewhere in that zone. I remember when I started, I was making, I think, $850 or $950, you know, an hour as an assistant pro. And so you can figure that out. That wasn't very much money. So I've worked my way up. I'm making more than $50,000 now at the club, obviously. But, yeah, it's crazy. $50,000 to me is a lot of work that I usually have to put into it. And for me to be able to possibly sell a club for that much money and to put that money into a bank and possibly help pay for my kids' college and stuff like that, it's pretty amazing.
No, I really appreciate that response. That's why I asked you that question. That is a lot of money for anybody, but especially given the work you've put in. Let me ask you really quickly, how long have you played with the current set of irons that you have right now?
I believe it's 12 years. I mean, I don't know if you've seen a picture of them, Jim, but they are absolutely, they look like they're, if you saw them in a garage sale, you might spend $25 more. I mean, the shaft labels are completely gone, so you can't even tell what shaft I'm using. The guys were laughing so hard at the beginning of the week because they felt my grips in the TaylorMade Tour van. My grips have been on there for probably 3 years, so they're super worn out. And they're like, do you want us to put new grips on at the beginning of the week? I'm like, absolutely not. I love, it's when I change the grips, it changes my feels. And when I change my field, it just gets off. And I don't want to have that happen under a big circumstance like that. So, yeah, it's been crazy. Those clubs have been my friends and my babies for a long time.
Michael, the best story gets better and better and better. Before you go, obviously that top 15 puts you in next year's PGA Championship as well. You're already guaranteed a crack a year from now in Louisville. What does that represent to you?
Oh, it's amazing. And I'm pretty sure one of the cool things about that is that because I'm already going to be exempt, there's probably going to be one more spot for another PGA member. 20 guys usually get in, and usually if there's an exempt person, such as myself, that adds in one more spot. So that tells me that one person that would have not have gotten in next year is going to be able to go play and live their dream in a PGA championship. And who knows, maybe they'll do something like what I did this year and change their life.
Another awesome response. And one last thought. You've got that sponsor exemption. You're already there getting ready for the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial. In fact, what about Colonial? How does Colonial set up for an old pro like you?
I don't want to, you know, get ahead of myself here, but this course actually sets up better for me than Oak Hill. It's tight. It really likes to have you cut the ball off the tee, which is exactly my feel. And the greens are beautiful. It's small green, so you got to be precise with your irons, which I normally am. And the people here are nice, and the weather's hot, so this 46-year-old body feels great. So I'm super excited. I can't wait to get after it tomorrow.
Well, man, I know you brought the same set of clothes. Did you find a pair of shorts yet?
I didn't. I haven't. I think I got to go in there. I'm gonna practice here in about an hour for this afternoon. It's getting muggy out here, so I think I'm gonna hit up the golf shop and grab myself some shorts.
I love it, Michael. Appreciate you so much. It's one of my favorite golf stories ever. Not recently, but ever. You were such a good dude. It's such an amazing story. And I know there's been a lot of media requests, so thanks for making time for this show. Really appreciate it, Michael. Have a great week.
Jim, I've been watching you a long time, and I was coming on your show for sure, buddy. Hey, I appreciate it.
My man, appreciate you so much, Michael. Thank you. Michael Block, so awesome. What a great dude. What a truly awesome, awesome dude. So happy with that. So happy he said yes. Man, that was incredible. What a great guy. I mean, I got a giant grin on my face. That makes me happy. You see clones, be positive. Stay up. What a great, great story. Every response to that interview was awesome. I like everything about that.